I've been writing music since I was about 15 years old. That's around the same time I picked up the guitar and taught myself to play a few chords, something which came fairly quickly to me since Mum enrolled me in piano lessons at a young age. I believe that once you've learned one instrument, it's a little easier to expand on your musical skill set. I like to think of 15 as the start of my rebellious years. Not that I was an overly angsty teenager, but my love for Michelle Branch and Avril Lavigne did influence my creative expression. The cargo pants and crop tops, black painted nails, heavy eyeliner, and the copious amount of time spent in my bedroom alone, writing moody song lyrics and making up melodies on my second-hand acoustic guitar. I've always been a sensitive soul, and like most of us, my youth wasn't without its challenges. The high school bullies, body image issues, and peer pressures still exist somewhere in the recesses of my mind. Yet despite all of it, in hindsight, I still consider those the good old days. Things weren't perfect, they never are, but things were good. I count my blessings for a safe and supported childhood, and I reflect now on how free I was to explore my creativity in so many ways. Music and songwriting formed a significant part of that self-expression, and though nothing has really become of the things I've written and composed, I'm amazed by the fact that I've been writing poetry and songs for over half of my lifetime. Like journaling, or as was more common in the 90s, keeping a diary, poetry and songwriting have become more than just a hobby, and rather a form of therapy for me. It's a cathartic process that allows me to confront and work through what I'm feeling. I often find that when I put pen to paper or text to screen, I can better wrestle with my emotions and build some kind of confidence to face my challenges, to discover some kind of courage, to cultivate a sense of hope. After a bit of a dry spell, I started writing music again in October of last year. And it was only a week or so ago that I penned a new song that I've entitled Glow. In writing the lyrics, I've realized just how much I've been holding onto the person I used to be. And I know that there is not much use dwelling in the past, but to reminisce on the good old days can be a form of gratitude, and for me, serves as a reminder of the courageous person I once was, and can be again someday. For the second verse and pre-chorus, I wrote, "When I was young, I showed the world all I could be. Top of my lungs, I'd sing the songs that set me free. I know that glow will find its way back round, but for now, I miss the good old days. I remember through the pictures. I remember through the tales, the memories that melodies create. How I long to feel the way I did those days." I haven't been able to get the song out of my head. It has played on loop these last few days, and I've been reviewing it frequently to tweak some lyrics and musical structure. And I've been reflecting on how courage and a love for life makes a person glow. To glow is to use the fire inside of us to share our gifts, to spread light and kindness, and emanate joy. When a woman falls pregnant, she is often told she is glowing, perhaps because the new life developing inside of her is the ultimate symbol of creation, a precious gift being nurtured to soon live its unique purpose out in the world. To glow is to combat the darkness with an undeniable light force that offers a way out of struggle, pain, and adversity, that enables our sight in the fog, that glimmers with hope. I think back to the glow of my youth with fond memories, even though life hasn't been perfect and will never be. Yet I was once glowing with courage, especially in my creativity. I was a little more fearless, a little more free. And I know that if I keep on this journey of reflection and exploration through this podcast, I'll learn to glow again. And I'll rebuild the courage to share my voice and shine my light, just as I did in the good old days. It's all a bit strange, this moment that I find I'm in. I'm not the same without the glow I once had then. Some would say I'm so much wiser now, but somehow I miss the good old days. When I was young, I showed the world all I could be. Top of my lungs, I'd sing the songs that set me free. I know that glow will find its way back round, but for now, I miss the good old days. I remember through the pictures, I remember through the tales, the memories that melodies create. How I long to feel the way I did those days. When I was a little more fearless, when I was a little more free, when I wasn't holding on to what they think of me, when I used the fire inside me to share everything I know, and you could see me glow. A few years of hiding in this darkened place, of letting the fear convince me to conceal my face. I know in time I'll find the strength again, less afraid, just like the good old days. I remember through the pictures, I remember through the tales, the memories that melodies create. How I long to feel the way I did those days. When I was a little more fearless, when I was a little more free, when I wasn't holding on to what they think of me, when I used the fire inside me to share everything I know, and you could see me glow. Fixing the broken pieces that they left for me. Then I'll use a fire inside me to share everything I know, and you will see me glow.